Okay, so let's just start with a few questions about you personally. Could you state your first name, your full name?
Peter John Wheel.
Okay, and what's your date and place of birth?
27th of January, 1930, London, England.
Okay, so how many years have you been associated with St. Mary's?
26 years.
26 years?
Mm-hmm.
So what capacity has this association changed over time?
How has it changed over the years?
What was your role when you first came?
Exactly what it is now, manager of the printing and duplicating services. It at the beginning, it was sort of more or less setting up the place. You know, we there was some equipment here, but not adequate for what the university required at a particular time. And of course, over a period of years, this has undergone a lot of changes.
So how has your department itself grown over the years that you've been here?
Well, it's shrunk, as a matter of fact, in personnel. When I first came on the scene, there were three people, and then myself made four. We then inherited the responsibility for supplying stationery to everybody. So we had to increase staff then. Then we required somebody to do composition, so that increased the staff again. Then, with all this added responsibilities, and the fact that we were located in another building, which was in the student center, we needed somebody to do delivery, so we then got somebody for that. And then, over the years, the stationery was then given to somebody else. Another department was formed and so on, so we got rid of the stationery. Oh, and we also used to look after all the typewriters before we got computerized, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was almost a full-time job in itself because they needed repairing and bringing in and sending out for repairs and so on and so forth. But anyway, then we got rid of that. And then we moved just about 6-7 years ago from the student center over to this building. And where we were now located within the main area, as it were, and the mail room, which is right next to us, our delivery cum general odd job kind of a character, clerical person, you know, that job was absorbed into the mail room and then took over all our bulk deliveries. So we ended up by having now less people, more equipment, but we're doing more, a lot more. A lot of our equipment is automated, you know, and instead of people operating perhaps one machine at a time, they could possibly be operating two or even three, depending on what the requirement is.
So what are your responsibilities exactly now for the university?
As I see it, or? I vet everything that comes in to make sure, first of all, that it's a legal job. It's a job for the university, and it's not a private job. And if it is, of course, not that people try to shove it through as a private job, as an individual department job being a private job. But I check it all out, and very important to make sure it's not copyright violation. I then assign it to a machine to be done on. As if it's something that requires artwork and composition, well, I do that internally here. Again, put it out to where it should be done. I do all the budgets for the department, ordering materials and stock as needed. I keep meticulous, I might add, records every month of what we do at any given time during the month. I can pretty well know where we are financially and as far as stock or material is concerned, you know. Well, you name it, we do it. It's anything and everything within the printing requirement, to the best of our ability and with the equipment that we've got. Of course, there's a lot of work that we can't do. I mean, we can't do any process color work at all. And that, of course, is shipped outside of the university to do.
The size of the university must have grown a great deal since.
Oh, tremendously, yes. Well, when I first came here, the Burt Building, which is now the Education Building, that was the library, and that was brand new, had just been opened. The Ignatius Building wasn't here. The low-rise residence had just been opened. They hadn't put this big mound out here, you know, for the where the bleachers are on this side. That was just an open ground out there. What else? They hadn't put the top on the chemistry building.
Numbers of people here must have been.
Yes, surely. The business office, when I first came here, consisted of the business manager, it's called in those days, and a lady named Mrs. Leahy, who turned out to be a distant relative of my wife, and two typists. That was the business office, you know. Now I think they must have at least 20 people in there. But when you're talking about increasing in staff, certainly an increase in the administrative staff, the support staff, but faculty has grown, and of course as faculty grow to keep pace with the enrollment figures, this in turn increases our demand for services for us in here, because the more faculty, the more classes, more turnover in material that they need for classroom use and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm.
So how has the experience of being a staff member changed over all those years?
Not a great deal, I suppose, really. It's sad to see people go, people that you've worked with for a number of years, especially if they're closely, you've worked closely with them. They either die or retire or go on to bigger and better things, perhaps, you know, if there is something better than St. Mary's, and I'm sure there possibly is. That's about it. I do miss some of my older colleagues who died, you know, mostly.
So you were here around the end of the 60s when the school was becoming secular and women were being introduced.
That's right. It was all male when I first came here. Mm-hmm. Kind of brightened up the campus a bit. Seeing, you know, now it's just, it's all hat, you know, you just don't think of it anymore. But I suppose it was something that had to come. And of course, when that did happen, not because of the being open to females, but the Jesuits were gradually sort of stepping aside. You know, I mean, we only have, what, three or four of them that are still here, active on campus. There were some real characters amongst those. Fine gentlemen, too, most of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so unionization took place for the support staff in the 70s. What effect did that have on your job and your...
Not on me, because I'm not part of it. I think it's a good thing. I think it finally gave, because you must remember too, there weren't that many support staff as such back then. Secretaries, yes, although of course they've increased a tremendous amount because of the need for more and more support, you know, within an office. But where it went, you know, and I'm looking at, because there always were unions here in the engineering, I mean the, you know, the physical plant aspect of engineering, and I think in the, some of the other trades, you know, in the physical plant, there were unions there, but there wasn't a union for the general, you know, general administrative people, the secretaries, lab techs, and so on and so forth like that. I think it was a good thing. Gave them a voice. At least they had place to go for their gripes, you know, and they still do. It hasn't affected our operation any, for better or for worse, you know. We would still have gone on.
So there's
on
no union
work.
Here for you people in this office, or?
Not for me personally. No, my staff are part of the staff union.
Oh, I see.
But the supervisory people were not not allowed to join. Mm-hmm. And we don't have any voice. The faculty has their union, the support staff have theirs, and the trades have theirs, but not supervisory personnel. You know, we're sort of one-on-one with the administration. And of course, none of the administration have a union.
So you haven't noticed any negative or positive effects other than
that? Oh, there's always negative and positive anything in any, whatever it may be. And usually that's because things have gone off the rails. They haven't gone where they should be. But if any, you mean any union as against administrative head-to-head within our organization? No. We're too small for that, you know. And perhaps if we had 30 or 40 people, well, then you're going to get all these different, all meshing in. You're bound to get some dissension.
Mm-hmm.
No, we haven't had anything. Not that I can recall, and if it was, it was only something that would be very, very minor, you know.
Let's see. Are there any other changes that you can remember over time, since over 26 years? Huh. Or significant events that stand out in your mind?
No, not concerned. Not really. I suppose one, in one sense, was that the, perhaps it's not the right thing to be saying, but a pub on campus seems to be. Don't get me wrong, I like my beer the same as anybody else. I enjoy drinking beer. But it seems that the Students' Council was their yen to make money. Hey, that's not like yen, Japanese money, yeah. But their eagerness to make money. And with this a lot of money that has been spent, of course they make a lot of money, and we have the refurbished Gorsbrook now. And hearing so many of the students saying that they haven't got enough money for their tuition, they haven't got enough money for their bed and board, whatever. That Gorsbrook Lounge certainly gets crowded. And I know people are entitled and should have a chance to let their hair down, but it just seems to be a little lopsided to me somehow. And of course, there's been a change outside, off campus, as far as liquor is concerned, with all these nightclubs and lounges. I mean, when I first came to Halifax, which was maybe 40 years ago, you know, there was no place to go except a tavern if you wanted a drink. There were no lounges, no women certainly weren't allowed in these places. I think there were two or three of the hotels. If you wanted to get a drink and take a lady in, you had to go in and buy a sandwich or something other. There's always a joke about serving up the same sandwich over and over again to all the patrons. You know? But, you know, I guess society has just changed tremendously. State or Halifax has become one of the night spots, you know, for the country. And I suppose that had to come on the campus as well. My opinion, I don't think it was necessary, but anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay, what other changes have you noticed in the student population over the time you've been here? Whether in terms of age or just what they
want to get out. Oh, well, there's been a lot more mature students of now extension services or continuing education have really gone out into the, you know, off campus and brought a lot of mature students in, which I think is good. I've often thought about going back to school myself, but I never really found time, you know. I mean, I've always been too busy to enjoy myself, you know, during the day. That and students as a whole, they're much more than they were, perhaps vocal. They seem to be into much more, many more activities, whether it be charitable or just their own societies, you know. The Students' Council seemed to have a grip on the students. I don't mean a sinister grip, but I mean that they are very much involved. Student body is very, very much involved, which is a good thing, I think. But a lot of charitable organizations that get a lot of their support from some of our student bodies. And the staff union as well, the university community is all very generous to charitable organizations. I don't know what I'm answering the question.
Oh, no, you're doing fine.
I'm starting to ramble a bit now.
No, not at all. So what ways have you and your staff or the other members of the administration interacted, like socially or professionally, over the years?
Well, when we were much larger, and of course, you know, as you get older, your commitments outside the university become more involved. When I first came here, of course, my children were very young. They're all grown up now, but that took an awful lot of my time to be home with them. But when our staff was a little larger, we used to have these occasional, and we haven't had any for years. Either at my place, you know, my home, or somebody else's, we have a little gathering, but they didn't really catch on, you know, and they sort of fizzled out. But where there's only just two of us plus a part time, you know, we see enough of each other during the day. You know. But come the any special event going on, like we just did this walk, the fitness thing last Friday, we all participate. We usually all participated in the you know, any activity as far as somebody's birthday, you know, recognizing, you know. But not a social get-together outside of the university.
Is there anything you can think of that you'd like to add?
No, I don't really know, you know, how this is going to go or where it's going to go. I just don't, I can't put my hand, probably think of a thousand things after you've gone.
Come back.
Well, I could always give you a call, I suppose. Yeah. No, I can't think of anything other than that.